Welcome to the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast of exclusive musical performances and conversation. I'm your host, Matt Watroba. This is the Alleycast for August 2012. Coming right up, we'll hear 9 exclusive recordings that were the result of our visit to the 2012 Folk Alliance Conference in Memphis, Tennessee. These will include Mary Gaucher, The Dunwells, Old Man Ludica, and more. We'll also hear a song from our open mic feature, Jan Bell. Our latest Folk Alley session will kick off this month's Alleycast. Jim Bloom sat down with The Devil Makes Three for a brief interview and 3 exclusive performances. I'll let the band introduce themselves.
Well, I'm Pete Bernhard, and I play guitar and a little bit of tenor banjo. And this over here is Cooper McBean.
Hello.
Who also plays tenor banjo, but better than me, and also 5-string banjo, better than me. And this is Adam Chilensky, who is just playing bass and can't play banjo at all.
And Adam, you're filling in for Lucia, who is not here?
Lucia, that's right, yeah.
Lucia, okay.
Unfortunately, she had an injury, and I was able to meet these guys and step in to help
them. Now, you didn't cause the injury to get into the band, did you?
Of course not.
No, of course not.
Of course
all
not.
Right. Now, we're going to hear banjo and guitar and upright bass, and I know you are from Vermont, but you all got started in California, is that right?
That's right, yeah. The band started in Santa Cruz, California, 2002, I think. And we all ended up out there for different reasons, but we ended up starting the band, and we stayed out there for about 10 years.
Well, let's hear something. What would you like to play?
Well, you know, I got to say, this one I didn't write.
Oh.
Aha.
But my friend who wrote it is a great songwriter. His name is Sean Jones, and it's called Do Wrong Right.
Do wrong, buddy, do
If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. You wanna make a little mess, you wanna make a little crime. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. That's right.
Now, has it always been this rootsy Americana thing?
You're looking at it, yeah.
Yeah?
It's been this way
you
all
You didn't
long.
Come backdoor through rock and roll or anything like
well,
that?
Well, we all were in other bands, and both me and Cooper were in some punk bands. But this was the first real band that we were in, the first band that toured. Yeah.
Now, how did you know that this was going to be the focus, the banjo, the guitar, and older songs?
Well, me and Cooper both were into that kind of music when we were really young, about 12 or 13. And so we had already played together. We grew up in the same town, and we've known each other since about eighth grade.
I mean, did your folks get you into it? Or
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah.
Cooper's family and my family both got us into it, and we were both taken with it way back then.
But your friends probably thought, what are these guys doing?
Exactly. Yeah, That's why we became such good friends.
No one else would talk to us.
Yeah. Wow, what kind of music are you into? Oh, you know, like ragtime? Oh.
Yeah, most of the people were into metal at that point in time.
Yeah. Huh. And how about you, Adam? How'd you get into this?
I'm into all kinds of music, and just kind of growing up in a house that always had good records on the record player, and just fell in love with music early on and been trying to check it out ever since.
Now, and some of the songs you've written as well as borrowing from tradition?
We pretty much write them all. We do a couple of traditional songs, and I do some songs that friends of ours have written. But with the exception of, you know, we do Statesboro Blues and the St. James Infirmary, we don't do that many covers. It's pretty much 90% original.
And that's important, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's very important to me. I don't want to do covers, really. I mean, I love those songs, and it's nice to play tribute, but I would rather write the songs.
Johnson family. Oh, you can't know now, you know you would be right. But straight as an arrow, I sit here tonight. All my debts too heavy, boys, I cannot pay them down. I'll pawn my watch and take a walk down to the sea to drown. Oh, you can't know the dangers I have seen. 20 years out on that road with the Johnson family. Oh, you can't know the cages I have seen. 20 years out on that road with the Johnson family.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Come on down to where them tracks cross High Street. You can watch the whole world go insane. See the lighters hit the rocks in the bushes like the stars are coming down like rain. Here she comes, just a skin and bone skeleton. She's food for the crack cocaine. She got a baby living right outside the city, but she don't even remember his name. His name is Albert Einstein, Adolf Hitler, Jesse James. All hail, all hail to the greatest of sales. 'Cause everything inside's got to be sold, you know that's right. All hail, all hail. 'Cause it's to work or to jail. Cause the world is a car, you're the crash test dummy. Herd stampede now, fence is gone, and that television, it is always on. And it says, save the children, but drop the bomb. Replace the word right now with the word wrong. There's a big sale on Tuesday, get it before it's gone. Get a picture with the four horsemen for a nominal sum.
We just heard The Devil Makes Three performing three songs, All Hail, Johnson Family, and Do Wrong Right. Check out the videos and the entire interview at folkalley.com. This is the Alleycast for August 2012. I'm Matt Watroba. Every month, we comb through the hundreds of up-and-coming artists who submit material on our open mic page at folkalley.com. This is a wonderful way to get your music out to a wider audience. Let's put the spotlight on this month's open mic featured artist, Jan Bell. Based in Brooklyn, Jan draws influence from England, where she grew up, and from the traditional American country artists like Loretta Lynn and Hazel Dickens to create a sound that is her own. Here's a song called Aunt Molly Jackson. Our Folk Alley open mic feature for the month of August is Jan Bell.
I'm 3,000 miles from my old Kentucky home. Used to go all over singing up a storm. Now I barely exist on the old age pension. Nobody pays me any attention. Only the folk song collectors want the songs from my ancestors. When I ask where might I find a few pennies for the songs, say they just don't know, and then they're gone. I'm 3,000 miles from my old Kentucky home. Used to go all over singing up a storm. My mama sang songs from a land far away. She died so young, she just wasted away. My dad and I went on the picket line again. They threw us both in jail, I was only 10. Then one of the accidents down that coal mine left my father and his brother blind. 3,000 miles from my old Kentucky home. Used to go all over singing up a storm. Used to go all over singing up a storm. My songs have been put in five different tongues. Have never received 10 cents from anyone. How to pay me, nobody knows. For the protest songs that I have composed, some of the people who put out my songs think I am dead and forgotten. But I am not. I'm 3,000 miles from my old Kentucky home. Used to go all over singing up a storm. All said and done, I still stand by my union. One for all and all for one. Even though I'm more than 80 gone.
That's Aunt Molly Jackson from our August Open Mic Artist of the Month, Jan Bell. Hear more of her music at the Open Mic section at folkalley.com. Are you a songwriter or performer of traditional music who'd like to bring your music to a wider audience? Consider heading over to folkalley.com and submitting your best material to Open Mic. You might just be our next Open Mic Artist of the Month. This is Matt Watroba. The Folk Alley Studios are located on the campus of Kent State University in Northeast Ohio, where we're lucky to get a steady stream of folk music performers passing through town. We also have a mobile recording RV that we take all over America to capture the music where it happens. This year, Folk Alley traveled to Memphis, Tennessee to record the highlights of the 24th International Folk Alliance Conference. We set up a room and a PA and marveled as some of the world's best folk musicians stopped in to perform short sets so that we could pass them along to you. Let's begin with the Dunwells, Nora Jane Struthers, and Rod Picott. Here's Rod with his exclusive Folk Alley performance of his song called Welding Birds.
This is a little narrative piece about some characters from South Berwick, Maine. It's called Welding Birds. My father was a welder at the Navy Yard upon the North Atlantic, where the winters come down hard. And after work he did some drinking, sometimes it was a little rough. Most nights he'd get his fill, but sometimes you can't get enough. Some things you're born to, some things you gotta learn. Broken homes, wrecked cars, scars and welding burns. I keep a bottle under the seat, hard enough to make you cough. Some days you need something to knock the edges off. I swore I wasn't gonna stay here. I used to dream a lot. Now I can't remember what it was that I was dreaming of. Some things you're born to, some things you gotta learn. Broken homes, wrecked cars, scars and welding burns. Used to take her down to Lee's Mills Pond to see the August sun on her brown skin. Promised I'd take her away. She knew better even way back then. There's a wife, a kid, a dresser drawer filled with pocket tees. Little holes burned in each one where the good shirts used to be. Some things you're born to, some things you gotta learn. Broken homes, wrecked cars, scars and welding burns. Some things you're born to, some things you gotta learn. Broken homes, wrecked cars, broken bones and welding burns. Some things you're born to, some things you're born to.
This is a song that I was very happy to record with the band that we're in, Barefoot. And it's on our newest album, American Story. And I think it's probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever written.
Definitely.
Yeah? PJ likes it. That's good to hear. So we'll do it for you. It's called The Dust.
She woke up dreaming he was gone. The yellow fields had turned to brown. All he left her was a rusty plow, and in her belly one more home. when they married. She was all pride, felt like a queen with him at her side. But Oklahoma took her down to size, and he couldn't bear to see the sorrow in her green eyes. Then the dust rolled in, the dust crept in. He wondered if she'd ever have the strength to wash those sheets again. The dust rolled in, the dust crept in. He wondered. He thought they'd soon be like all the rest. One more dingy family driving to the west. Bound for California, hope dim in their breast. All the dreams of California are dreams at best. Yeah, dreams of California are dreams at best. Then the dust rolled in, the dust crept in. She wondered if he'd ever have the strength to turn those fields again. The dust rolled in, the dust crept in. She wondered.
This isn't how you made it out. dreams are healer, but I can't forget. 'Cause I live my life full of regret. This isn't what you made it out. 'Cause this blindsighted faith.
Feel the feeling.
Blindsighted faith.
Yes, you had your chance.
Blindsighted faith.
I don't love you anymore.
Blindsighted faith.
Oh, you love me still.
Blindsighted faith.
Feel the feeling.
Blindsighted faith.
Yes, you had your chance.
Blindsighted
faith. But I don't cause this is just blind sight to fame, and I can't relate. 'Cause this is just blind sight to fame.
That's England's The Dunwells performing Blindsided Faith, recorded at the Folk Alliance Conference in Memphis in February of 2012. In that set, we also heard Nora Jane Struthers doing The Dust and Rod Picott with Welding Burns. Next up, Elephant Revival, Jimmy LaFave, and doing a song from her critically acclaimed recording, Hello, Cruel World. Here's Gretchen Peters. This is The Matador.
I threw a rose to the matador, not sure who I was cheering for. My aim was true, my heart was full. I loved the fighter and the bull. I love like only a woman can, a very complicated man. I bound his wounds, I heard his cries, I gave him truth, I told him lies. His rage is made of many things: faithless women, wedding rings, snakes and snails and alcohol, his daddy's fist thrown through the wall. Oh, but he's beautiful when he's in the ring. The devil howls, the angels sing. Sparks fly from his fingertips, and words like birds fly from his lips. Some man is lying in the dirt, some woman's crying. He's not alive without the thrill, without the dance, without the kill. The lights go down, the people roar, they're cheering on the matador. And this is how the story goes. I knew it when I threw the rose. I come to each and every show, the woman in the second row. I watch them in their ancient dance, and I know I never. stood a chance. 'Cause while other demons prance and clown, it's vanity that takes you down. I thought that I could be the one, but I'm just another hanger. Without the dance, without the kill. And he is bull and matador, and I'm mother and the whore. And this is how the story goes. I knew it when I threw the rose. I threw a rose to the matador, not sure who I was cheering for. My aim was true, my heart was full. I loved the fighter and the bull.
Here come from the land of the civilized tribes. That's down in Oklahoma. Coyotes howl, cowpokes ride through Oklahoma. Prettiest clouds that ever did blow. Prettiest girls that ever did grow. Makes my toes all itch to go down to Oklahoma. Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home. Hey, the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many pages of life has turned. Hey, the lessons I have learned. Feel back in those hills that I do belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on a reservation. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, cowboy's life is my occupation. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Hey, let me turn back alive a page to the land of the great Osage. Hey, the day I rode my pony right down the draw. With the oak and blackjack trees, kiss that playful prairie breeze. I kiss the sweetest gals that I've ever saw. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on a reservation. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Thank you.
Chickasha, Cherokee Creek, Seminole, where the oil's rolling flow and the snow white cotton grows and the Oklahoma hills around his home. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on a reservation, Oklahoma hills around.
That's the Colorado-based band Elephant Revival and the song called What's That? We also heard exclusive performances from Jimmy LaFave and Gretchen Peters. Jimmy did Woody Guthrie's Oklahoma Hills and Gretchen sang The Matador. We have time for one more three-song set. Let's kick it off with Old Man Ludica.
Maybe we'll keep the sort of pseudo-allusions to the Bible going for another tune. This is a song I just had. This is my second time in Tennessee this year already, which is really big for me because I have twin daughters in Nova Scotia, and it's getting harder to get away, tear myself away. And I find myself lying in bed looking at the iPhone photos more than is probably right. yeah, they're awfully sweet. They're 7 months old. But I came down here in January and made my next record, my next full length. I recorded with Tim O'Brien and Mike Bubb and Kenny Malone in Nashville. And it's pretty fun. This is a song from that song about angst in the oil patch in Alberta, Canada. Well, Jonah bore the mark of Cain. His wife had thrown him out again. They'd moved the country all around and hit the wall in Fort Mac town. When his wife said she couldn't bear, she said, "You're moving on, I'm staying here." She said, "Oh, my hands are tied." She said, "Oh, my hands are tied." And Jonah cried, "Oh, Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. When I try, I still fail. It's been a long time of nothing. This old crime of nothing. A thin dime of nothing's killing me. You're not the one whose hands are tied. Well, no one sees the mark of Cain. It's a funny feeling you can't explain. Well, the boys gave Jonah a wider berth. Seemed lower down than the earth. And when he begged and pleaded for another chance, the foreman took a harder stance. He said, "Oh, my hands are tied." He said, "Oh, my hands are tied." And Jonah cried, "Oh, Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. When I try, I still fail. It's been a long time of nothing. This old crime of nothing. A thin dime of nothing's killing me. You're not the one whose hands are tied." Well, Jonah tossed out on the sea on Suicide 63. When suddenly he a blinding light shook the car with all its might. Deep inside he heard a voice offering him a final choice. It said, "Let your hands be untied." It said, "Let your hands be untied." And Jonah cried, "Oh Lord, I'm in the belly of the whale. When I try, I still fail. It's been a long time of nothing. This old crime of nothing. A thin dime of nothing's killing me. Well, I can see my hands aren't tied."
This is a song about a universal motel that most folk singers have stayed at one time or another, and probably more than that. This is called a Camelot motel. He's lying on the double bed, acting self-assured. In his t-shirt and his underwear, he's barely said a word. She pours a cup of coffee, lights the day's first cigarette, picks up the phone and calls her kids from the motel kitchenette.
just two guys moving slowly in the room across the hall. Both their heads are pounding from last night's alcohol. They met in a chat room, then they took it here. They both go by pseudonyms and soon they'll disappear. Cheaters, liars, outlaws, fallen angels, come looking for the grace from which they fell. They hold on to each other in the darkness. And the morning light is hell at the Camelot Motel. Well, he met her at the pool hall. The boys told him she's touched. Now she's ranting and raving. He's thinking about the highway and the way she begged last night, wishing that he'd blown this dump before the morning light. Cheaters, liars, outlaws, fallen angels, come looking for the grave from which they fell. They hold on to each other in the darkness. And the morning light is hell at the Camelot Motel. Lancelot and Guinevere bang their bedpost in my ear. Neon lights the castle walls, bug lights in the entrance halls. I lie awake with a troubled mind, missing what I left behind. Me and the royal denizens, goddamn good reasons for our sin. Now there's a couple counting money in room 124, wrapping tens and twenties, tossing ones on the floor. They're strung out, Lord, they're nervous. They jump at every sound. He keeps picking up his pistol, then putting his pistol down. Cheaters, liars, outlaws, fallen angels, come looking for the grace from which they fell. They hold on to each other in the darkness.
Tune that I actually discovered a little bit more recently by the Sheiks. They made only about 70 records or so, but only about 62 or 3 of them are readily available. There's a few things kicking around. And they were kind of a family band, and one of the family members was a guy named Sam Chapman, and he wrote a lot of these great old tunes. This is from about 1934, and it's called She Ain't No Good.
Thank you.
All three of those songs were the result of Folk Alley's visit to the 24th International Folk Alliance Conference in February of 2012. We just heard Canadian songwriter, musician, and producer Steve Dawson doing She Ain't No Good. We heard Mary Gaucher along with Tanya Elizabeth doing Camelot Motel, and Old Man Ludica with Jonah and the Whale. Thanks to Jeff Ayler for his sound engineering wizardry. If you enjoyed these exclusive performances, you can find them all and many, many more at folkalley.com. This is Matt Watroba reminding you that if you enjoyed the Alleycast today, if you're a regular listener or subscriber to folkalley.com, why not consider becoming a member? Your financial support of this service is, well, quite frankly, the very thing that will ensure its success. Being a member has benefits. Check them out at folkalley.com. You just heard the Alleycast for August of 2012. I had a blast bringing it to you. We'll see you in the Alley.